Welcome back into the program. Sports Call on a Friday here at the loveliest village on the plains. Tiger 95.9 FM. JJ Jackson with Brooks Childress, Javon Cutler, and Ryan LaVoy inside our studios. I want to let you know about the Sports Call podcast that's brought to you by our friends over at Pepsi. If you ever miss Sports Call Live or if you want to hear something again, make sure you go back and listen to our show on demand wherever you get your podcasts and join Ice Cold Pepsi to go along with the hottest sports talk Pepsi. That's what I like. As we go to our Auburn Bank phone line, our next guest needs no introduction. She's quite simply amazing at everything she does with the SEC Network. Alyssa Lang, kind enough to join us on today's program. Alyssa, how are things in your world today?
Well, I absolutely did not deserve that introduction. I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys having me on. Things are going well. We're finally in the 80s here in Charlotte where the SEC Network is. I mean, I know it's probably a little bit warmer by you guys, but I've been enjoying the warm weather here this week.
No doubt. The temperatures certainly are rising. We've got a bit of a rainy afternoon here on the plains, so the sun would be welcomed at this point. As got a big baseball series coming up this weekend between the Tigers and Mississippi State. We want to get to a number of topics with you, Alyssa, because we know you've been busy with a lot of the NFL pro days that have been taking place. We saw excellent March Madness tournaments and that sort of thing. But I'm going to start here. Where does golf rank in your life? Like, it's Masters Friday. Is that a big deal to you, or is it just another event that happens every year?
Yeah, I'm always locked in to golf, and I have been for a long time because my father's side of the family are all big golfers. I remember being like 9, 10 years old and actually being annoyed by the amount of golf that my grandfather would watch on the TV all the time. Like, literally, he would be locked into replays of tournaments. Like, it was the first time that he ever watched it. But as I got older and developed into being a sports fan, I love golf. I actually got to cover the Masters when I was starting out in Columbia, South Carolina, when I was working in local news, and it was unlike anything I have ever done to this day. I had to start by kind of like batting off some of my family members who were very upset that I was getting to go to Augusta, but it was an incredible experience. I ate so many pimento cheese sandwiches, which are just incredible. So the Masters is always really special because it was probably the first really, really big event and remains one of the biggest events that I ever got to cover as a journalist. And then as a sports fan, just walking that course is just unlike anything that you could ever see. I mean, it's beautiful watching it on TV, but even those cameras don't do it justice. I mean, the azaleas are blooming, and it's just beautiful. So I've had the Masters on all week, and I will continue to through Sunday.
Okay, this is amazing. I need more then. Let's dig deeper into this, Alyssa Lang, and talk about the how strict it is there with Augusta National. Those are some of the craziest stories that I've heard about. Obviously, it's almost impossible for anybody just to go and play without being a member there in the club. But even arrival times, I know there's sometimes a media lottery to be able to play around there and that sort of thing. What was that like?
Yeah, it was very strict. And I, as a young journalist starting out, you know, I was 22, 23 years old where I'm going for the first time. And thankfully, my boss, who was the main sports anchor at our station, he had put in a few years in the market. So he knew the Masters in Augusta like the back of his hand. And he gave me the whole spiel, you know, leave your phone in the car. You can't have phones out. And I'm sitting here, you know, like, well, how am I going to get a picture of myself on the side of this course to prove to everyone that I got to go to the Masters? So you have to get a little bit creative and bring, you know, your camera equipment and all that kind of stuff. But I at first was like terrified walking around because I was just like, oh my gosh, if I go the wrong way or I go in the wrong room or like, what if I forget to leave my phone in the car? I'm going to get kicked out and banned for life and I'm never going to be able to come back and it's the Masters. So I think I triple checked every single day that my phone was in the glove box because heaven forbid you accidentally have it in your pocket and you pull it out. That's going to be a big problem. But one of the, I guess my favorite stories about going to the Masters for the first time was anyone who works in local news, especially starting out, can tell you don't make a lot of money. And so knowing that I was going to Augusta, I had a lot of family members who wanted gear, and they wanted me to get them shirts and jackets and all this stuff. Well, the food is cheap. The gear isn't necessarily that way, and you can only get it at Augusta. So my dad actually mailed me a credit card that I could use because mine were already maxed out from like trying to eat on a daily basis, working in the local media. So he mailed me his credit card and was very specific. Hey, this is only for master's gear. So I had a shopping list, sizes for grandma, grandpa, dad, brother, all that good stuff. And yeah, so that was the one time I got to use my dad's credit card for master's gear.
And then, Alyssa, before we get into the meat and meat potatoes of this interview about, talking about March Madness and everything, we got to know, every single time you come on here, we got to know, how's Marvel doing, and has he enjoyed WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Marvel is doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking. He is, I think, just the only reason now that anybody follows me on social media is for pictures of Marvel, and I'm okay with that. I certainly don't blame them for that. He loved WandaVision. And he is loving, so far, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We're actually considering adding another dog to the family and naming it Bucky, obviously, after Winter Soldier. So he's been pressuring us to get him a sister named Bucky so that he can really embrace the Falcon and the Winter Soldier role. But, I mean, it's been amazing. I have been eating up everything that Marvel has been putting out and will continue to put out over the summer. I'm so excited for the Loki series. I literally, like, Marvel could put their name on anything, and I would watch it, I would buy it, whatever it is. It's just so good. And if the way WandaVision ended is any indication of how Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to go, then I am very, very excited to not only watch tonight's episode, but the rest of the season. It's been so good so far.
Alyssa, with springtime, obviously we've been talking about the Masters come spring football, and traditionally Auburn's spring game has been on Masters weekend, so everyone around here is very excited that that did not happen this year. So what are you looking at in terms of Auburn here in the spring with head coach Brian Harsin? Are there any questions that you want to have answered about what this team is going to look like come the fall?
Yeah, you know, I'm really interested to see what this new Auburn squad is going to look like this year. That hiring process was so interesting with all the candidates and all the names that were floating around. And I think there were a lot of people who, when the announcement came out that it was Brian Harsin, were a bit surprised. And they were like, okay, interesting. We know he was successful at Boise, but will he be able to compete in the SEC? And my first year at ESPN, I actually got to go do a game at Boise State and talk with Coach Harsin, and he's a competitor. I mean, he's one of those guys that you sit in the room with him, and you're like, okay, this guy means business. And not that most college football coaches aren't like that. He just has that aura about him that he eats, sleeps, breathes football. And so obviously bringing that to the SEC, that tends to translate really well. So I'm obviously looking to see, from a spring game perspective and moving forward, you know, what the identity of this team is going to be, what the identity of this culture is going to be moving forward at Auburn. I thought he made a great splash right off the bat by hiring Derek Mason on the Plains. I mean, that was a guy that I know a lot of programs were like, okay, well, we need to figure out a way to get D. Mace in somewhere, and Auburn was able to scoop him up. So I thought that was a great hire. From what I can tell from my bird's eye view in Charlotte, he has assembled a staff that has a lot to their resume, and I think that speaks a lot, especially in a big football state like Alabama. We know how tough it is to recruit not only in the SEC, but in that state as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing an Auburn team that comes out and looks fresh this year. We saw it with a couple of teams last year in the SEC who were in the first year with their head coach, whether it was Ole Miss or Arkansas or Missouri. And while they didn't win their division or come out and win the conference, they brought excitement back to their programs. And not that Auburn is looking to bring excitement back. There's always excitement surrounding Auburn football, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how that develops this year.
And speaking of Auburn football with the subject, Alyssa, quarterback that we all know here in Auburn country that's faced a lot of scrutiny over the past couple of years is Bo Nix. So how do you see Bo Nix faring in Mike Bobo and Brian Harsin's system this upcoming season?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, there was a lot of talk going into last year about Bo Nix and his inconsistency, and we saw more of that this past season. He wasn't the Bo Nix that I think everyone expected him to be in his sophomore season, but at the same time, he kind of had that baptism by fire when it came to his college football career and the SEC in general. So I think it'll be an interesting story to watch unfold now with a new coach, with a little bit of turnover. There's obviously always competition when it comes to the quarterback position, certainly at a place like Auburn. So whether it's Bo Nix or it's someone else who takes over the helm this year, I'm curious and excited at the same time to really see what that offense is going to look like. To your point with Mike Bobo being there now, he's a guy that, you know, is referred to as the QB whisperer at times and has worked with a bunch of those big names at quarterback. So I'm looking forward to maybe seeing this as the year that Bo Nix really turns a corner. But, you know, that might not be the case as we saw last year. We can only wait and see at this point.
Alyssa, you've done a lot of work on the women's basketball side of things for the SEC Network and for ESPN. I want to get your thoughts on what you thought of the Final Four on the women's side and then the national title game from this past Sunday.
You know, this past women's basketball season was one of the most exciting seasons I have ever been a part of in any sport. This is my third season with the SEC and really covering all 14 teams with the SEC Network. And this year was just incredible. The amount of competition, not only in our conference, but then as you get into the NCAA tournament and then into the Final Four, as you mentioned. I mean, these are one-point games going into a national championship game. That was a one-point game. So I think there were a lot of eyeballs on the women's game this year. I think there were a lot of new viewers on the women's side, not only for the NCAA tournament, but on the SEC side as well during the regular season. And I think I would encourage anybody who hasn't watched regularly or maybe only tuned in for the first time this postseason to keep coming back, especially if you're an SEC fan. I can't speak so much for the nitty-gritty of other conferences, but every single week in the Southeastern Conference this year, you didn't know what was going to happen when these two teams walked out on the floor. I mean, for South Carolina, it was typically like, okay, the Gamecocks are probably going to win this one, but they let a couple get away from them. Everywhere else in this conference, though, it's any given night. Anybody can win. It's so competitive. And Auburn specifically obviously didn't have a great season this past year. They've got some new leadership coming in. They obviously just said goodbye to Unique Thompson, which was a huge loss for them. But they've got a chance to really turn the program around and get it back to its winning ways in a conference that has plenty of talent and plenty of eyeballs on them right now. So I'm excited for the future of Auburn women's basketball, too.
And it's interesting you brought that up, Alyssa, because I was going to ask you that. What were your thoughts about the hire of Johnny Harris as Auburn basketball's new head coach or women's basketball?
You know, in 2021, it's so interesting because a lot of the coaches are on Twitter and a lot of the players are voicing their opinions and their thoughts and whatever it is on Twitter. And when you have a coaching hire and other SEC head coaches are quote tweeting it saying, "Welcome back. Can't wait to see you on the other side. This is a great hire." I mean, like, that's how you know that you're doing something right, right? I mean, you've got other successful SEC head coaches applauding the hire. Coach Harris has been around the SEC. She knows her stuff. She was on that Mississippi State team when they made a run with Amriel Howard and Tierra McCowan. So she knows what talent looks like, and she knows how to coach it to championships and to winning seasons. So I think it was a great hire for Auburn. We'll obviously miss Coach Flo and everything she did for Auburn, but definitely looking forward to seeing what Coach Harris is able to do with Auburn next season.
It's the voice of Alyssa Lang. You can follow her on Twitter at Alyssa Lang for her work on the SEC Network and just quite simply incredible tweets on her timeline, including we just finished March Madness, Alyssa, which means the entire country and college basketball enthusiast got to see a whole lot of an Auburn guy in Charles Barkley on television. You're on TV sets quite often. A, how good is he at just being a commentator? And then B, how much fun do you have watching him?
Oh, my gosh. He's amazing. I think I tweeted something that he said before Alabama's last game that they played at the tournament. I think he said something along the lines of, "If Alabama wins, I'm going to wear a hound's tooth hat tomorrow." And I was like, whoa, that is bold from an Auburn guy. But that's just who Charles is, right? You know, he's always going to pull for his Auburn Tigers. But at the end of the day, he loves great basketball. And I think that's what makes Charles and that whole group so good at what they do, is at the very nitty-gritty of it, at the very core of it, when you peel all the crazy TV layers back, they're just fans of the game, and they're fans of whoever they're talking about, whether it's the men or the women's side, because they talked about the women a little bit throughout the course of the tournament as well. They're just fans, and it reminds you of why you love sports and why you love basketball so much. So I love watching those guys. I wish the season was all year long so they could be on TV all year.
Without a doubt. It's Alyssa Lang joining us here on the program. You're far too kind with your time. We greatly appreciate it. Where can folks see you next, Alyssa?
Well, I will actually be filling in on Marty and McGee tomorrow morning.
Heck yeah.
So I will be on the SEC Network from 7 to 10. And then, of course, throughout baseball and softball season, we're on SEC Now basically all week, whether it's me or Dari or Peter, but you can always find me on Twitter, too.
Awesome. Thanks for the time, Alyssa. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, guys.